Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Be Radiant Radio. You are made of light and you are made to shine. Positive, uplifting, and helpful. Welcome to the show where you'll get informational and inspirational ideas on how to unleash your potential, get what you want in life, and shine like you're meant to. Hi, I'm Angela Loeb, and welcome to Be Radiant Radio. Today's topic is Hold On Loosely. And if you're thinking of that rock song from the 1980s by 38 Special, which is a great song, I love that song, think again. Today I want to talk about a particular paradox of our reality and what I mean by the advice Hold On Loosely. First off, I want to start with the definition of paradox, just to be clear. Cambridge Dictionary says that a paradox is a statement or situation that may be true, but seems impossible or difficult to understand because it contains two opposite facts or characteristics. And that's exactly what describes what I want to talk about. Two opposite facts, two things that are both true in the same process that we have to do in this world. And it's very difficult because sometimes we may want to choose one as the correct way versus the other as the correct way. It's very difficult to put both of them in our heads at the same time. But we can. We can do it. And they're both true. Okay, so here's what I'm talking about. We've all been taught to get what we want in life, we have to go for it. If you want it, you've got to go for it. You have to make it happen. We've been told it's up to you to get it done. We've been told just do it. We've been told, if at first you don't succeed, try again. A particular favorite of mine. So you are the creator of your reality, the architect of your future. And if it hasn't happened yet, then it means you're doing it wrong. Or if it hasn't happened yet, it means you should try something else because you know what they say. Here's another famous saying. Doing what you've always done will get you what you've always got. So basically we're taught that when you have a wish, you can turn it into a goal by making a plan and then do what it takes to make it happen. Persevere. Don't give up. It's very empowering, isn't it? Make it happen. It's up to you. It's very active. And the thing is, it's also very true. You do have to take action and do stuff to get what you want in life. On the other hand, we're also taught about a more passive way of getting what we want in life, too. Creative visualization, power of intention. The law of attraction. Visualize what you want and believe it will happen. Use positive affirmations to see yourself already having what you want, that it's already in your hands or already in your life. But wait, now, before you think, oh, she's getting all new age here. I'm not. There's very much old age wisdom here, too. I'm sure you've heard this one. It's from about 2,000 years ago. Ask and you'll receive. So, all right, we're taught that we must take action, but we're also aware that there are unseen forces. We might believe that the unseen force involved in the process of getting what we want in life, maybe we believe it's a supernatural, something supernatural that grants wishes, a one God or many gods, or maybe saints, angels, genies, ancestors, spirit guides. We might make wishes at a wishing well. We might simply call it fate. Chance, luck, destiny. And if we're really getting philosophical, we might even call it predetermination. Or maybe we don't call the unseen forces supernatural at all because maybe we just see them as natural. There's certainly a creative force in nature that's involved in getting stuff from reality, from idea to reality, and it doesn't come from our actions. So what desires to be, as far as the life force is concerned, it just comes into existence, like the life force of a flower, what makes a flower bloom. Life has intention. Life wills the flower to bloom. I'm sure the scientists could pick that apart and pretty much give me names and descriptions of what that life force is called. They'd probably talk about stuff like chlorophyll and things like that. I don't remember from my botany and biology classes, but there is a life force, right? It's a natural force in nature. It occurs. And I can plant a flower because I have a desire to see a flower in my front yard, but I can't make it bloom. That life force is not under my control. I'm not 100% in charge of that. I can help. I can influence. I can plant the plant and soil that particular flower likes. I can plant it where it's likely to receive the most light, the most sunlight it can get. I can water it if it's not getting enough rain. I mean, generally I can nurture it along, right? But there's only so much I can control. I can't control the weather. If there's a frost and it freezes the plant, I can't predict if the neighbor's kids will ride over it with their bikes. You know, I can't predict their free will. I planted my flower. Maybe I protected it and put it, you know, put precautions to prevent that possibly from happening. But they knocked down the barrier and drove over it anyway. Who knows, right? The point is that we think of what we want. We visualize it. We can believe it can happen. It's passive. And we know that it's not just us being active that makes stuff happen. And for that reason, we have to hold on loosely to the outcome. We want it to happen. We try to make it happen, but we must hold on loosely because we must rely on other forces and other people's free will sometimes to take a part in its manifestation. And that's where the paradox is. We do things to make things happen. We do stuff and stuff happens, right? That's true. It's not entirely up to us, and this is also true. The flower blooms because of what I do, but it is not entirely because of what I do that it blooms. So if you want something and you're attached to how it has to come about, or even when it has to come about, you're in a state of wanting to control its outcome. And what happens when you're trying to control an outcome, when you're attached to the outcome? If it doesn't work out how and when you think it should, what happens? What's your state of mind then? Pain? Suffering? Well, let's go back to that flower. I plant the flower. I do my best to help it bloom. But let's just say it doesn't. And let's just say that I'm holding on loosely to the outcome of its blooming. That would mean that I want the flower to bloom. I truly believe it can. And I do whatever it is that I can to help it bloom. But then I let go of the outcome because, well, I know that other unseen forces, including the creative life force of nature itself, will have to have a part that I can't control. Then the flower will bloom or it will not. I'm wanting it to. It would be great if the flower blooms, especially after the work I put into it, but then it just doesn't bloom. Can I unhook emotionally from such a situation? Of course I can. It's just a flower. But what if this is a goal, a dream that I have? What if it's something that I put a lot of work into, but it just isn't happening when and how I expect it to be? I get worried. I have suffering if I'm attached to the outcome. I might feel that emotional pain and suffering. If I hold on loosely, though, then it wouldn't hurt as much. This is what I mean by the paradox. I hold on, but I hold on loosely. I do my part. I do everything I can possibly do right now, and then let it go. Whatever it is that you're desiring in your life right now, are you attached to the outcome and feeling bad about it, or are you holding on loosely and feeling at peace about it? See, you have a choice. And that is just one more thing that you do have control over. All right, that's a perfect place to end. I'm going to leave you right there with that food for thought. But before I go, very quickly, let me give you a link to use in case you want to reach out to connect to me through my website. Simply use AngelaLoeb.com to get there. You'll see my social media links there too, so feel free to reach out and connect anytime. Thanks so much for joining me for this episode. Until next time, keep on shining like you're meant to.